Hey everybody, it's Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime, and I told you guys yesterday on the podcast I would be having a How to Bet Men's Basketball podcast and talking more about Team USA. No, I'm not going to repeat anything that was in the bonus episode about did you really think the Team USA would win the gold medal. I am going to talk a little bit about what they've shown so far, some red flags that I have seen that you're going to want to watch in this game coming up with Iran, and then on Wednesday with the Czech Republic. See if they get their act together when they go to the medal games. So let's kind of break down what we see. Red flags, of course, like I said in the bonus episode, were raised by losing to Nigeria and Australia, but then they got beat by France. And so what really set off a reaction was that loss to France. It shouldn't have, though, like I said in the bonus episode, with them having so many NBA players. The thing that I think rocked Team USA was Bradley Beal testing positive for COVID-19 when they got over there. He was a cornerstone that Greg Popovich, was depending on to help them through these early rounds. If you guys know anything about Bradley Beal, number one, he's a Florida Gator, and you guys know that I am always rooting for my Gators. But anyway, if you know anything about him, he is a calm, cool, calculating guy that really has a strong presence that makes people feel calm around him. He doesn't get real bent out of shape. You're not going to see him wing a ball up to the second tier rafters. He just doesn't play like that. And he was a veteran presence. And that is what this team is lacking. And I think Kevin Love pulling out at the last minute with his calf, with his feet hurt, I think that also cost them, because those two have played in the Olympics before, plus have played globally before for us, and would be able to tell some of these younger kids. Told you guys, there's like half the team that has never played on the world stage before. They don't know the rules. They don't know the refs. They think that they can flop and throw their hands up in the air and yell, and they'll get a referee call. No, those referees are looking at him like, get up. And so Bradley Beal could have helped. Everyone has seen that this leadership presence is lacking. That's why Magic Johnson was calling for LeBron James to go save the day. I don't think he will do that. Now, who replaced Kevin Love and Bradley Beal? Well, Keldon Johnson of the San Antonio Spurs, and then Denver's JaVale McGee replaced Kevin Love. Well, here's the thing. McGee, he rode the bench all season long in Denver. And he's the replacement? What? That doesn't make sense. Now, Chris Middleton and Jrue Holiday from Milwaukee, and Phoenix's Devin Booker just got there. Literally, they're exhausted from the NBA playoffs. And we talked about that a little in the bonus episode. Devin Booker, actually, he still hasn't caught his breath. He only played 18 minutes against France. He shot 1-for-6. Then you had Chris Middleton. He went scoreless. He didn't score at all. He only played 5.5 minutes. Now, Holiday, who's got a motor like the Energizer Bunny, he had 18 points in 28 minutes and looked like he never skipped a beat. But the thing is if you're playing Holiday 28 minutes, is he going to be ready for the medal rounds? People need to step it up, like Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets and Draymond Green from Golden State Warriors. I just almost blanked on his team. They have Olympic experience. They have the global experience. Those five guys that don't have any experience are leaning on them, wanting them to step up, not taking scoring opportunities, but a leadership opportunity so that they can lean on them and actually feel like that they are solid. They are a solid foundation that they can always lean on when they're confused. And Durant and Green are not doing that whatsoever. We could have used Steph Curry or LeBron or Anthony Davis or some of the other guys to be on this team just for that. Bradley Beal, like I said, was supposed to be a cornerstone because people could lean on him. The thing that I was counting on was that they could lean on Coach Popovich. I'm starting to believe the rumors, and I think Pop, this may be his last year. The Spurs have missed the past two playoffs, and before that, they hadn't won a series at all in the previous two playoffs. Maybe Coach K was right when he said 3 or 4 years ago that maybe he needed to step down, meaning Coach K, and they get a younger coach that had some recent NBA success to pull the potential out of these young guys that are used to playing isolation in the NBA instead of playing the team game. And we talked about that a lot in that bonus episode. So let's break down who a lot of people are looking to for the gold medal. Is it the United States? Yes. I'm not betting them, though. They are at minus 225 right now. And I think that'll continue to go up. I think we're going to be at minus 400 or 500 starting when the medal games start playing. I don't want to play that. Am I going to play a long shot? No. The long shot that everybody's picking now is Nigeria because they beat us. You know, they have some NBA players, but the key to them playing so well is they play as a team and they have Mike Brown. Yes, the Mike Brown that used to be the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the LA Lakers. He was LeBron James's head choice. He's also now a Golden State assistant coach for Steve Kerr, and he is the head coach of Nigeria. He definitely has a scouting report on Team USA. That's why they won. However, I don't see them getting in the medal rounds. A lot of people are high on Australia, and I understand why. I am too. This is actually who I'm throwing a half a unit on, is Australia. They're number 3 in the FIFA World Rankings. They have the San Antonio Spurs, Patty Mills, who I absolutely love, and Utah Jazz's Joe Ingles. And then they've got, I think, 4 other players. Don't hold me to that. 3 or 4 other players that have NBA experience. So you can get them right now, like I said, at plus 650. So I'm throwing a half unit on that. Who else do I like? I like Spain. Spain right now is plus 800. And I'm actually thinking about throwing the other half unit, because you know I don't believe in don't leave a half unit hanging. But I think I'm maybe throwing the other half unit on Spain at plus 800. They've been the silver medalists in 2008, 2012. They were the bronze medalists in 2016. Then they came in first place in the FIFA Gold Cup in 2019, which I've been talking about. They have a veteran presence. It's the Gasol brothers. It's Paul and Mark Gasol. And the reduction that the Olympics made from playing 8 games down to 6 games benefits them, their legs, and their feet. And Who else does Spain have? They have Ricky Rubio. He's only 30 years old, and it feels like you guys have heard about him forever. Well, that's because he was drafted into the NBA when he was 17 years old by the Minnesota Timberwolves. He is still very good as a point guard, and he's running the show for Spain. So, what can we expect tomorrow night? Remember, I'm giving you these picks early. Team USA plays against Iran on Wednesday night, 12:40 a.m., which is tonight, Tuesday night at 12:40 a.m. It's 9:40 on the West Coast for Tuesday night. Right now, guys, don't you dare play Team USA. Actually, don't play the money line at all. Right now, it sets at Iran to win on money line at plus 3,000, and I know that's tempting, but they're not going to beat us. No. We could play our last five guys. They still should not beat us. USA to win on the money line, it's minus 9,000. Don't do it. You'll win like two pennies. No, don't do it. Now, the over-under. I'm playing the over. It's over 166 at minus 110. And that's where I'm telling you guys, if you're going to throw something there, then that's what you want to look for. Am I going to go over, way over 166? No. This started out at 163.5, guys. And it's grown up to 166 this morning. By game time tonight, it'll probably be about 170, 175. Is that reachable? Sure. You think about it. If for them to reach 166, let's say, the Americans would have to score 100 points, and Iran, 66. Is Iran scoring 66 against us? No. So, you've got to add more points than the Americans have got to score. Do they score 110, 120? Sure. Which means the Iranians have to score less against us for them to cover that number. So, that's what I mean by when you get up around 170, 175, 180, if people are betting this up, then you may want to look at playing the under. So, I caution you about only playing the over on this one. Now, here's where I'm going to hear it from you guys. For any of you that want to write me, hit me up on my email at dailysportsbettingot@gmail.com or hit me up on Twitter at Overtime Daily. But I'm picking Iran. And you're like, what? Yeah, I am. Because the spread right now is at plus 42. They're giving Iran 42 points. Why is that a big deal? Because it started out at 36. I wish I could have got it at 36. If this goes down, if you can get a lower number, a lower number, then you want to make sure that you're taking it. Guys, I look for Team USA's spread number by game time to be 50-some points. 53, 54, somewhere around there. So you really want to look at betting Iran. I know it's against me too. I don't want to bet against Team USA. But this comes down to money. And the thing is Iran did manage to stay in the game with the gold medalist Spain in the 2009 FIFA World Championships, and they only lost to them by 8 points. So USA's going to win this easily. That's not even a factor. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about, will they cover? I think they don't. I think Iran keeps it within the point spread. Next game up, Saturday, July 31st. It's going to be at 8 a.m. So I'm going to try to make it part of Friday's podcast. It's going to be Team USA versus the Czech Republic. Right now, we're looking at the Czech Republic at plus 1,300 and Team USA at minus 3,000. Anyway, I will hopefully be in a lot better mood for Team USA on that game. Coming up, there's a couple other games that we may bet on Wednesday and Thursday. So you may be getting those as part of the baseball podcast. But I decided to do this one separately since we were talking about gold medalists and then breaking down the Team USA game against Iran. As always, guys, please bet responsibly, especially on the Olympics. Do your research. Do not just go with whoever they're saying on NBC is the favorite, because a lot of favorites are getting rocked. You saw Naomi Osaka, I think is how you pronounce her name. I am not good with names, and you guys know it, but she lost in the third round this morning in tennis, and a lot of people were betting on her. Guys, do your research. Please don't bet any more than what you can afford. If you feel like you have any kind of gambling issue, or anyone close to you feels like you have a gambling problem, please stop. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I don't want to see any of you guys lose your house, lose your food money, or anything else, not be able to take care of your kids. So please call 1-800-GAMBLER if you guys have a problem. Answer their questions honestly so they can determine the right help, care, kindness, guidance, support, any kind of appropriate referrals that you guys may need. As always, guys, I will be talking to you guys soon, and I'll see you down the road.